A type of the church. When you see women, now all of a sudden, they begin to undress themselves. Nakedness now in the church. And this old Satan knows how to do it. He decided to undress Christian women. The first thing he did was to remove their scarf. Doesn't matter, the hair is covered. You're fine, God, you're fine. They didn't know where he was going to. And before you know what, Pentecostal churches, not wearing hair. The thing said, nah, hair, it didn't interest. Wait. He's aiming somewhere. He's aiming to naked you. What is nakedness? To put your shame out. The next thing he did was sleeveless cloth. Sleeveless. So, you can see the armpit with brassiere. You know, he's doing it small, small. He doesn't do it all at once. Until it is accepted. Can't you see that an abomination like homosexuality is now celebrated? They are now pastors. He didn't go wild like that. It started from somewhere. Then small time, there's one cloth they used to call spaghetti. You get one rope, what did you hold on for here? Hold on for here. Thank you. Now, the rope will not there again. They're going to put something here like this. I'm saying they're wearing, they're going to church. Oh. Then, the naked, then they go. The naked, then they go. Then, before you know what, he removed the back cover. He commodes the brassiere first. Then, the back here, plain. He carry one rope to just hold something for here. Then the back. What did they call him? Hey! He was going somewhere. And then they are going to church. Everywhere for back there. Removed. Then before you know what? The skirt. The length reduced. After some time, it kept reducing, kept reducing, kept reducing. Why is he doing that? Because they are going to sit in front of the church now. He knows where he was going to. After that shot something, then he increased the heel of the shoe. So that while he's walking, he's going to come to the altar to bow before the And there are pastors that will say, oh man, you look good, you look good, you look good, you look good, you look good. It is the condition of the church that God was letting us see in these women. As he's stripping the church naked in the spirit, stage by stage, removing doctrines, removing them one by one. That is how you are seeing the condition of the woman in her dressing. Like that. Therefore, it is a shameless estate of the church. The church is no longer protected. It's no longer covered. And when the church is no longer covered, sinners can enter and feel free. Anybody can enter and feel free. Even armed robbers are not afraid to go and rob in the church anymore. People, we enter the church, the church of Jesus Christ, that sinners were afraid to enter. We will enter, something will happen to you. But now, sinners are given special numbers and given testimony. In fact, they are given special seats. And nothing is happening. The cover, the protection of God that defines her beauty, shamefacedness, is removed. And now, see the shame of the church everywhere. Read newspapers every day. Read newspaper and see what is happening to churches. Go to the social media. Go to your Facebook. Go to all these places in the internet. Go to YouTube and see what they call churches these days. Until they have all manner of things. You are saying this. See, a pastor in South Africa told the women to remove their pants in the church and hold their private parts. Okay. And people are going there. He's my pastor. May God help us.